Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Friedrich Nietzsche was a renowned German philosopher of the 19th century, known for his profound and provocative ideas on various aspects of human existence. A core component of his philosophy was the well-beloved theory of existentialism, which emphasizes the existence of the individual person as a free and responsible agent, determining their own development through acts of will. Nietzsche authored several influential books, including Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Beyond Good and Evil, and The Gay Science. In these writings, he delves into concepts such as the will to power, the Übermensch or Superman, and the eternal recurrence. He encourages individuals to question societal norms and cultivate their own values, asserting that true fulfillment comes from embracing one's unique individuality and overcoming self-imposed limitations. Regarding fear, Nietzsche suggests that it can hinder our growth and potential. He asserts that fear often stems from a sense of powerlessness or a resistance to confronting the unknown. Indeed, he challenges us to confront our fears head-on, viewing them as opportunities for personal transformation. He believed that by embracing our fears and transcending them, we can unleash our inner strength and achieve self-mastery. Which is why in this video, we explore four ways to overcome your fears, inspired by the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche. Number 1. Change your perspective about fear. Nietzsche said, "Fear is the mother of morality." In this quote, Nietzsche emphasizes the significant impact of fear on people's moral decisions. He believes that the fear of punishment or facing consequences, whether from society, religion, or within oneself, leads individuals to follow certain moral rules and behave in specific ways. This fear of consequences can shape the moral values of individuals and entire societies. Nietzsche connects the influence of fear on moral values to two contrasting moral frameworks, slave morality and master morality. Slave morality, according to Nietzsche, is characterized by the values of the oppressed and weak, emphasizing virtues like humility, meekness, and obedience. On the other hand, master morality represents the values of the strong and powerful, valuing traits such as strength, assertiveness, and capability. Within the context of slave morality, fear can be seen as a reaction rooted in a sense of powerlessness and vulnerability. It's often associated with the fear of punishment, judgment, or loss of control. From this perspective, individuals may adopt a submissive or avoidant stance, allowing fear to dictate their actions and limit their potential. However, Nietzsche wants us to change how we think about fear. He says fear doesn't always come from the events themselves, but from how we see and understand them. So he suggests we challenge our views and really think about whether our fears are valid. By doing this, Nietzsche believes we can overcome the limitations of feeling weak or submissive, like in slave morality. Instead, we can be more confident and courageous, like in master morality. We can see fear as a chance to grow and learn about ourselves. Instead of running away from challenges, we can face our fears and use them to motivate us to become better and stronger. To illustrate this concept, let's consider an example. Imagine a person who has a deep fear of public speaking. Whenever they're faced with the prospect of speaking in front of a crowd, they experience intense anxiety and a strong desire to avoid the situation altogether. From their perspective, public speaking is a source of immense fear and potential embarrassment. However, Nietzsche would encourage this individual to question their perception of public speaking and examine the basis of their fears. They could ask themselves, what is it about public speaking that generates fear? Is the fear based on rational assessment of the situation, or is it influenced by personal insecurities or societal expectations? Through introspection and self-reflection, the individual may uncover that their fear stems from concerns about being judged, making mistakes, or not meeting expectations. As the individual continues to challenge their perspective towards public speaking, they may realize that their initial fears were exaggerated or based on unfounded assumptions.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Nietzsche would urge them to challenge these interpretations and reframe their understanding of public speaking. They could consider the opportunity it presents for self-expression, sharing valuable insights, and connecting with others. Nietzsche would then advocate for them to confront their fear head-on and embrace the discomfort. They could start by taking small steps, such as speaking in front of supportive friends or joining a public speaking group, gradually building their confidence and expanding their comfort zone. They might discover hidden strengths, develop effective communication skills, and experience personal transformation. Nietzsche would view this as an example of changing one's perspective towards fear and harnessing its transformative potential. Through self-reflection, introspection, and actively confronting our fears, we have the opportunity to transcend limitations and grow. Number 2. Overcome yourself. As Nietzsche once so famously said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." Central to his philosophy is the concept of the will to power. Nietzsche believed that the fundamental drive in all living beings is the desire for power and self-assertion. The will to power means the inner drive in people to seek mastery, influence the world, and overcome challenges. It's like a dynamic force that pushes individuals to grow and express themselves in different ways. Nietzsche thought this drive was what motivates human actions, ambitions, and even how culture and societies develop. He encouraged people to embrace challenges and push beyond their limits to practice the will to power. By facing and overcoming difficulties, individuals can become stronger, improve their abilities, and grow personally. He wanted people to step out of their comfort zones, question traditional norms and values, and create their own unique path in life. Let's imagine a person who's afraid of being vulnerable and finds it difficult to form close connections with others. To practice the will to power in this situation, they can take steps to confront their fear and build meaningful relationships. First, they can think about why they have this fear and where it comes from. Understanding the reasons behind their fear can be helpful. Next, they can start opening up a little at a time and sharing their thoughts and feelings with people they trust, like friends or family. Taking small steps to be more open can help them build trust and create a safe space for vulnerability. They can also work on being good listeners and understanding how others feel. By genuinely caring about what others have to say, they can create a strong bond. Finding activities or groups that can share their interests can be helpful too. Engaging in things they enjoy with like-minded people can lead to stronger relationships. To practice the will to power in relationships, one can also try to have difficult conversations and address problems directly. By talking openly about their feelings and listening to the other person's perspective, they can build better understanding and trust. As they keep facing their fear of vulnerability and work on building meaningful relationships, they can grow as a person and form deep connections with others. Over time, their ability to love, trust, and be close with people will become stronger. One way to practice the will to power is by setting ambitious goals and actively working towards their realization. By pushing ourselves to achieve what may initially seem daunting or even impossible, we tap into our inner strength and determination. It's important to note that Nietzsche's concept of the will to power doesn't imply a ruthless pursuit of dominance over others. Instead, it emphasizes self-mastery, self-actualization, and the pursuit of individual potential. Nietzsche believed that true strength lies in overcoming oneself and achieving personal excellence, rather than seeking power over others. Number 3. Challenge herd mentality. According to Nietzsche, madness is rare in individuals, but in groups, parties, nations, and ages, it is the rule. In this quote, Nietzsche's expressing his observation that while individual madness may be uncommon, when people come together as a group, there's a tendency for certain irrational behaviors or beliefs to prevail. He criticizes the collective mentality, implying that groups often exhibit a herd mentality where individuals conform to the group's beliefs.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Opinions or actions without critically questioning them. Nietzsche is saying that when people just follow what everyone else thinks without really thinking for themselves, they can end up trapped in a herd mentality. This means they act like everyone else in the group without being true to themselves. They do this because they fear being left out or disliked by the group. Nietzsche believes that this herd mentality, while it provides safety within a group, stops people from being unique and reaching their full potential. They give up their own ideas and desires to fit in with the group. This leads to everyone being average and not doing anything new or exciting. To break free from the herd mentality, Nietzsche says people should be brave and follow their own values and ambitions. They should question what everyone else believes, think for themselves, and go their own way. He thinks that even though it might be hard and some people might not like it, being true to yourself is worth it in the end. It lets you be your best and most authentic self, which can lead to great achievements and personal growth. Let's consider the example of Rosa Parks, an African-American civil rights activist whose actions challenged the herd mentality and societal norms of racial segregation in the United States. During the 1950s, racial segregation was deeply ingrained in American society, particularly in the southern states. African Americans were subjected to discriminatory laws that enforced separate facilities for black and white citizens, including separate seating arrangements on buses. These laws were supported by the majority, and societal pressure dictated that African Americans should conform to these norms. Bravely, Rosa challenged this norm by refusing to give up her bus seat to a white passenger on December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama. Her civil act of disobedience sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal event in the civil rights movement. Rosa Parks rejected the prevailing herd mentality and became an icon of resistance against racial oppression. Her actions and the subsequent boycott highlighted the injustice of segregation, inspiring others to question and challenge the prevailing societal norms. Nietzsche would view Rosa Parks as an exceptional individual who refused to conform to the herd instinct driven by fear and the desire for acceptance. By asserting her individuality and refusing to be complicit in the perpetuation of segregation, she exemplified Nietzsche's belief in the importance of embracing one's own values and ambitions. Taking cues from Parks's iconic example, you can confront herd mentality by recognizing the importance of your own values and ambitions. Understand what truly matters to you and what you stand for. This self-awareness forms the foundation for asserting your individuality. Start challenging prevailing norms and assumptions. Don't accept things blindly or simply because everyone else does it. Ask critical questions, seek alternative perspectives, and be open to exploring new ideas. Breaking away from the herd requires courage. Recognize that going against the grain might invite criticism or rejection, but understand that staying true to yourself is worth the risk. Find strength in your convictions and be prepared to stand up for what you believe in. Seek out like-minded individuals who appreciate and respect your individuality. Build a network of supportive friends, mentors, or communities that encourage your growth and provide constructive feedback. By living authentically and embracing your individuality, you can inspire others to do the same. Your actions can serve as a catalyst for positive change and encourage others to question the herd mentality. Number 4. Embrace your fate. In our final quote from Nietzsche for this video, he says, "Amor fati, love your fate, which is, in fact, your life." Nietzsche's life was marked by a multitude of physical and mental ailments, including digestive problems, troubled vision, and mental health issues. He culminated in a complete breakdown in Turin at the age of 44, from which he never fully recovered. However, Nietzsche didn't perceive his afflictions as limiting factors. Instead, he embraced his circumstances and drew inspiration from them to create some of his most brilliant.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And works. Despite the physical and mental obstacles he faced, Nietzsche's acceptance and love for his fate, encompassing both positive and negative aspects, fueled his ability to unlock his full potential as a philosopher, thinker, and writer. At the core of his philosophy lies the concept of amor fati, or the love of fate. This profound concept holds invaluable wisdom for overcoming fear and living fearlessly. It invites individuals to wholeheartedly embrace every aspect of their lives, including events both favorable and unfavorable, with love and acceptance. Let's consider the journey of a musician, deeply passionate and committed to their craft, dedicating their life to creating music and pursuing a successful career. Along this journey, they inevitably encounter setbacks such as rejections from record labels, unsuccessful performances, and disappointments in their artistic development. Initially, these setbacks may evoke fear and doubt, causing the musician to question their abilities and contemplate giving up on their musical aspirations. However, rather than succumbing to negativity, this musician chooses to adopt the philosophy of amor fati. They understand that in order to thrive and grow as an artist, they must shift their perspective. They view failures not as insurmountable obstacles, but as valuable learning opportunities that provide them with wisdom and resilience. Through the lens of amor fati, the musician recognizes that each setback contributes to their personal and artistic growth. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, they focus on improving their musical skills, refining their creative process, and adapting their approach. With a fearless mindset firmly in place, this musician refuses to let the fear of failure hinder their journey. They embrace setbacks as inherent aspects of the artistic path, understanding that these setbacks don't define their worth or potential. They forge ahead with resilience and determination, undeterred by fear. By applying the principles of amor fati, the musician's musical trajectory takes on a new dimension. They discover strength, resilience, and purpose in the face of adversity. Each setback encountered becomes an opportunity for growth and serves to make them stronger and more fearless. They become the architects of their own musical success, harnessing the power of their fate to drive personal and artistic growth and expressing their unique voice to the world through their music. The journey of life is not a linear path devoid of challenges. It presents us with tests that assess our abilities, temperament, and patience. Denying this reality means denying life itself. Just as removing oxygen from water alters its essence, removing the ups and downs from life renders it incomplete. Therefore, embracing life in its entirety, including both the favorable and unfavorable, is essential. Paradoxically, the presence of hardships enhances our appreciation of the good moments, fostering gratitude and preventing us from taking blessings for granted. Sometimes what initially appears unfavorable may, in fact, be a disguised opportunity for growth and transformation. By embracing the philosophy of amor fati, we recognize that our fate is not something to be feared or resisted, but a force that can propel us towards our fullest potential.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.